going to be good weather this weekend, I see. So we can welcome the creative market back. How, did we miss one or two?
No, it felt like we missed two because February's was, you know, we had COVID, but we kept pushing. We had cyclone, we had torrential rain and winds, and then we had the power cut. So you couldn't imagine anything worse happening to the creative market, and it just happened to fall on that day.
Right.
And so, yeah, no, just March, we had to cancel, regrettably.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're full on, and we've got 32 stalls coming. A few of them haven't quite confirmed, but I'm pretty sure they'll turn up.
Yeah.
So it's very comparable to a couple of years ago where we had about 35 stalls.
Yep. So should we just mention the COVID rules? Because that's one of the things that has allowed you to come back, I guess, is the vaccine pass system's no longer with us. Are there requirements for people anyway?
Yeah, well, we weren't using the vaccine pass anyway. That was the only activity at the old school arts centre. Not using.
Yep.
So masks inside. Obviously, if people want to choose to wear masks outside, they can, but we're not under any mandates for that.
Yeah.
Obviously, social distancing as much as practical. We do have stalls inside, both in the gallery, Ava's room, probably not the kitchen because of the good weather, and the foyer. We've got Miranda taking over the foyer space.
What does Miranda do?
Art. She's a local artist.
Oh, yes, Miranda Caird.
Yeah.
There we go. Right. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Cool. You mentioned food. I always like to talk about the food. What food will be available?
Yeah. We've got Etai and Therese. They're back on board, and I had to give them a heads up a couple of days ago because Sasha has a winter job, and so she can't do the food truck on at the markets over winter, which is a bit of a pity. So we brought Paul Morning Glory back on.
Yes.
So he's back on duty, so the cart will be there, close to the entrance, opposite where Yanis is.
So that's the coffee supply.
And the chai and everything, like that hot chocolate. We're hoping that we've got the juices as well next door. And then we've got a couple of new foodies that are making cakes, but quite different cakes. We've got Bea, who used to be a store holder, doing lots of craft work, and now she's sort of gone into food. So we look forward to tasting hers. And then we've got Cheese Cake, and I think I sent you an email because Solara wouldn't mind having a chat with you.
We might have to. Yeah, I already had one book, so we might have to save that to the next market.
Yeah. So this will be her first market. So she has these kind of like mini cheesecakes. They're not going to be the only cakes that she'll be selling, but they do sound lovely.
And we always like the food. And that you said there were some cakes that were unusual. Are you able to pin down?
No, I'm not able to pin down
why that is. People will just have to turn up and see.
They will definitely be worth it. And we've got Raglan Gelato, and I think Marie with Dizzy Blocks because of the weather will be good too.
Yep.
And then another new store, we've got Ian, who does lots more wood chopping like Tan does, and he's got some more kitchenware, so he's coming. And then we've got a return of Harriet and Owen and Karen and Ian, who do the soy candles.
Okay.
So that's really lovely.
When you said before someone who does wood chopping, do you mean like more like carving?
Yeah, I don't know, because it's new. Ian hasn't said he does carving, but he makes butcher's bullocks and another kitchenware,
out of beautiful timber, no doubt.
Yeah, and we got Sarah Johnson back with her books and her kids' cakes, so it's going to be kind of a sweet toothed experience than a. Because we just got Etai and Therese for the hot food. I tried to persuade Jane to come back with the pies, but she's on what she calls a sabbatical herself.
A pie sabbatical.
Yeah. So.
Oh, well. Well, that's all right. We've got some hot food.
Yeah, we've got Nick's honey as well, which is always good. The hunters and gatherers honey, they're really, really super busy, so they can't come to the markets these days.
Too many customers.
I think they've gone worldwide now.
Wow, really?
that's
what we like to see, though, isn't it? Like the creative market can be a hothouse to kind of help people create their business and their, whatever creative thing they're doing. So it's like, that's good news, isn't it? That's what we want to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we've got these young, group of people called Zeus Clothing. They've come during the summer. They do live in Hamilton, but they're dead keen to come to Raglan. Lovely, lovely super people. And they're young, and they've got their designer clothes and everything like that. They'll be probably in the corner and the centre at the front.
Okay.
We won't be at the back.
All right, and we're going to play some music from the radio station as well.
Oh, great! Yes, I must remember that to put you.
Yes, yeah. We need a slot over by the side there, so by the hills.
Yeah,
so.
No problem at all. Yeah. And we're going to be able to have some tables and chairs out with umbrellas. We haven't had that throughout the summer.
Yeah.
So that's another little change that we can do.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling, isn't it, to open back up a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we always enjoy that. All right, so folks, we're talking to Debs from the Creative Market, 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Sunday, that's right, yeah?
Yep, correct, yeah.
Okay, and if there's any stall holders who like, oh, I want to be involved on that, all of a sudden I've just remembered, what do they do?
Yeah, they can message or quickly email market at raglanartscentre.co.nz.
Okay.
But, yeah. There'll be a few spaces available, so even if they just turn up on the day, I'm not going to, scream.
It's not like the December market.
No, it's definitely not like the December market.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. All right, Debs, thanks heaps for talking to us, and so glad that we can get back to doing some more of our normal life again.
Yeah, ditto. Thanks, Aaron.